So is Mumford hiring Axel Foley to be their offensive coordinator?
Or will he dress up as Axel Foley and just walk around another school? Okay. We're going to talk some Lions, but did the Mumford coach come out and say how they could learn? David, could you play that clip one more time, please?
So the problem was when he was in Michigan, if he would have given 100% of just staying where he was as opposed to going on sidelines or having people go for him to other venues, yes, because he's a savant sign stealer, even without the bullcrap that he did.
Okay, let me just help you out. You cheated, and you're really coming out saying, well, he could teach these guys what, how to cheat? How to skirt the rules?
The lingo of the college player.
How to write a 650-page manifesto?
He says the lingo of the college player. You can learn how they operate.
This is Mumford. Come on. You can do better than this. You really can. I mean, David, it was so ridiculous. And I told you about this weeks ago. It was so ridiculous that David, some people told me about this. That he's like the DC of Mumford. I don't believe it, because why would you touch this man right now? But it was true. Reports start coming out today. I think the news had it. I'm like, are you serious?
And that's why he did it. It's because he's in the news. Mumford's in the news. He's getting interviewed. That's why.
But Mumford's no good. Like,
I agree. You're right. But they're no good, and we're talking about them.
Look, I get it. This isn't DPS radio, but I will say this. I did contact a couple of coaches in DPS. Yeah. They're like...
Are there any high school rules about this?
About stealing signs?
Well, we know you can steal signs anywhere. You just can't.
I don't know
the way he did it.
Right.
I don't know, but all I know is one coach pretty much said if he catches somebody in some spyglasses, what he would do to him.
Yeah. I really hope that was someone on a certain school.
So he pretty much said that he would slap the stuffing out of somebody in some spyglasses.
Yes. Let's
fill in the blanks.
Believe me. Look. He cheated, they cheated, whatever word you want to use, yes. But every school has sign stealers. They just didn't go over the edge and do stupid crap with it.
They don't send someone ahead of time to Ohio State games and Penn State games.
You had a budget. You're flying and going to other games. You are across the sideline and you're recording this. So do not inundate David with a bunch of text messages.
Right.
Well, everybody steals signals. Yes. So long as you have a TV set, I can go back and rewatch the game. That's it.
Right.
It ends right there. Hey, newsflash. Don't know if most of you know, but it used to be that teams would just give each other, you know what? Here's some of the video. Yeah, they would exchange tapes. And it's like, you know what? Rather than go through all of this, here's tapes on us. You give us some tapes on you, and we'll figure it out. Because Lord knows there aren't any new plays.
No.
But when you go through all of that and you go above and beyond and you have your own budget and your own resources and you're a grad assistant and your offensive and defensive and head coach are listening to you on the sideline, most graduate assistants are there to be seen and not heard. Not this guy. They're looking at him and they're like, Connor, which play are we running? All right, run that play that Connor just said. So, wow. It was so ridiculous. I did not believe it when I first heard it, only to come to find out that is true. Okay, I'm done. We'll move on. Good for you. Go fighting Axel Foley's.
It's gamesmanship. If it wasn't Michigan, nobody would care. That's from Zach.
Yeah, they would care.
You know what? See,
they would care.
See, David, you knew what you was doing. David just basically pulled a pin, threw the grenade, and walked out the room.
Right.
I'm sorry. This is where you always got. Zach would be livid if it were the Buckeyes. He would be the, shut the program. Remember.
The gold pants.
This is a fan base that wanted Ohio State shut down over tattoos and gold pants. Had no, the tattoos, even if you got wings on your back, didn't make you run faster. There was no advantage in the game. But you wanted that team, you right. wanted that program shut down. But this, well, if it was, it's okay to say, yeah, I'll even help you. Because I know it's hard to say we cheated. We pushed the rules and pushed the boundaries further than we should have gone. There you go. There's the PC yes. way of saying
right.
we cheated because I know you can't form the words, we cheated.
Well, I'm a Michigan fan and I can form the words, we cheated. They did.
Yeah, we cheated.
Yes.
We did. Yeah you're right.
They did.
And you know what? You won. You got you did. And to some of you, you won't care. You're going to wear your hats. You're going to wear your T-shirts. You can't expect the world to respect you.
No.
But don't worry about us.
I don't care.
Worry about your guys. Worry about your people.
Right.
And, you know, do your thing.
Right.
But don't sit here and ask for validation from everybody else. Because everybody else is going to be, no, you don't get that. You don't. That's not how it works. So, but Mumford, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Just.
Didn't Jemele Hill go to Mumford?
She did. She did.
Maybe she's funding Connor Stallions. Just kidding. I love Jemele.
You know what's so what?
Go to a call.
I want to find out what happens when she finds out. See, I should almost.
Oh,
I don't think she's found out yet.
Oh, it's coming.
But the second she finds out on Twitter, she's gonna have something. All right, Crandall, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I'd like to comment. You know, Mr. Stallions made a mistake, and you all are acting like in your whole lives you've been perfect, and you've never done anything wrong.
No, I have.
Cheating. Wait a second. And cheating? Are you surprised there's cheating in football?
No,
Crandall.
Come on now. No, what you are trying to do is blame everything on this young man. You're trying to destroy his life. I don't even know him.
Crandall.
Okay, but you're trying to destroy this man's life. Crandall,
we can have a conversation.
People.
Do you want to have a conversation or not? Okay.
No, we can have a conversation. It's just that it just makes me sick. To hear you judgment on you, especially. You're always saying, oh my God, he did this. Listen, you're not perfect.
Crandall, running a red light is making a mistake. Running a series of red lights while you're driving 100 miles an hour, that's a little bit more than a mistake. He didn't do something one time. Crandall. He didn't make a mistake.
I understand what you're saying, okay? Yeah. But he made a mistake in his life, in his coaching life, okay?
But he's not a coach. Crandall, you know what happens in the real world when you make a mistake? You pay for your mistakes. You pay for your mistakes.
And he has. He's coaching at Mumford. He's paying for his mistake.
But he's not a coach. He was never a coach at Michigan. Yeah. Never.
I didn't say he was.
You just said he was a coach. You just said that.
I said he was coaching at Mumford. That's he's paying for his mistake because he's a coach at Mumford.
You're saying that's like going to prison, going to Mumford.
Crandall may win on
no,
that.
No, I'm saying that it's a big step back from where he was at.
Yeah, but no, look, Crandall, nobody's saying that Connor Stallions should not work again. It's just peculiar.
Well, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
And you know what? The way that you're so judgmental at your show, I usually try not to listen to it, but you'd only entertain the show around so I can get mad.
Thank you.
In the middle of the day.
Hey Crandall, there's nothing better than hate listening sometimes. Well, go ahead.
Right. But you guys have always done this when somebody makes a mistake. You know these people have families. They've already been embarrassed enough.
Yeah, he's gonna have his own. Crandall.
All right, Crandall. We're against it, but I appreciate the phone call.
And then watch his.
You know when the embarrassment comes? The embarrassment comes when you wrote a 650-page paper. Okay, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, his own manifesto. He's a glorified fanboy.
A mistake is when you run a red light. But if you go on cops are chasing you and you're doing 100 miles an hour, that's a little bit more than a mistake. Okay? Wow. You know what? We'll take your phone calls and take your texts next. We'll get to the Lions. 97.1. We all make mistakes. Some are bigger than others.
Some are stupider than others.
Hey. We will get to some Lions talk, but David, any ticket texts?
Someone says mistakes were made.
Yes, mistakes were made.
Oh, what does Prando think about Mel Tucker? He just made a mistake. It's a lot of those coming in, man. Believe me, it's a lot of those coming in.
You know, Kwame made a mistake. He made a mistake. I don't think my man realized.
I hope he didn't realize.
There's mistakes, and then there's a pattern. Okay? That was a pattern. A mistake is if all of a sudden, oh, wait, I recorded this play and I shouldn't have. My bad. He had a system.
Right.
Okay. Someone says, Kenny, that's one. Wink and Royal Oak. Another person says, you guys just want to get rid of white jobs. That's all it is.
Yes.
Some person says, I agree with Crandall.
Did anybody say that Connor Stallion should not have this job? We were just wondering why Mumford would hire him, really.
Right. It's like, okay. It sounded so ridiculous, but I guess Mumford is whatever. I mean, hey, we're talking Mumford football, and it ain't about what they do on the field. So, yeah, okay. And then I guess if I read it correctly, he's volunteering his time. He's not getting paid, so... Yeah. If you're Mumford, you're losing nothing from this except for your pride and your dignity.
I heard they're actually practicing to play on a field that's not 100 yards, too.
That'd be Cass.
I know, Tech. But he's preparing them to play them.
CT97.
I'm just going to read this text. Mumford's home games are going to be a circus. That's why they did it.
I'm sure Mumford's going to get some national acclaim.
If the games weren't during our show, I would probably go out there to watch a game.
Yeah, I would too.
It would.
I would.
And you know what? There are a few Detroit public school coaches. I'm going to let you know now, and you know who you are. If you lose to Mumford, I will hire a DJ to play Axel F as we all wear Mumford T-shirts. So, just letting you know now.
I hope that school does lose.
With spyglasses. With spyglasses.
Woo! Someone says, wow, what are you telling these kids? It's okay to cheat? That's terrible, Mumford. Terrible. Savant Sign Stealer, you guys are shameless in creating a story. So, you believe Connor Stallions was responsible for Michigan's season?
No, I don't. I mean, there are other people who believe that they wouldn't have gone 13-0 without it. I'm not one of those. I do think he cheated, though. They broke the rules.
Mm-hmm. Someone says this makes sense. Mumford's mascot is actually a stallion, isn't it?
Oh, my Lord.
It is, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're going to change it from the horse's head to Connor's
head. Yeah, maybe they just hired him to be a mascot.
Well, he certainly has practice. He was a Central Michigan guy. That was his Halloween costume that year.
Oh,
you
man.
Couldn't write this. They're really the Stallions?
They are. Their logo, yeah. They're the Mustangs, but their logo is of a stallion.
Oh, okay. Well, a Mustang's a horse, too.
Whatever. It's a
Mustang
stallion.
Mustang Sal.
I'm going with stallion.
Mustang Connor.
Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, you're on 97.1.
What's up, gentlemen? How we doing?
Oh, man. I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried, Aaron. What's going on?
The mascot jokes might be the best part of it.
Whoops, did we lose him?
I'm going to try to put a positive spin on this. Stick with me. I'll keep it quick. The head coach at Mumford, Donshell English, is now the AD. Fantastic guy. Used to be at Southeastern for years.
Mm-hmm.
This guy must have sat at some point. Who knows? Maybe he blew his doors off in the interview. Maybe they're giving him some grace. But like you guys said earlier, we're talking about Mumford Mustang football. They used to have great tradition. They've struggled a little bit, but they're back in the conversation now. So who knows? They're giving him a little great. He's got to start somewhere if he wants to get back into coaching. And everybody knows the baggage that's going to come with him and things like that. But who?
Aaron, I'm sorry. Aaron, your phone keeps cutting in and out, but I get what you're saying.
Where is he going to start? You know, I understand. High school. So
yeah, but
maybe wait a year.
But you know what? Here's the thing. And when you are a coach with baggage, it's what Nick Saban would always
do. He was not a coach, though.
When you are on a staff.
Okay, there we go.
Nick Saban ran past his Malibu for coaches. Think about guys who had alcohol problems, drug problems. Like, they had all types of pretty much. If Nick Saban was there, I would expect Mel Tucker to show up on his staff. He would take all of these people, but because you win, it cleanses you, mm-hmm. and people forget about it. If Nick Saban was losing and bringing in all these people, Nick Saban would be fired. So that's why I'm saying, I don't see Mumford turning things around
right.
instantly. You're going to get a lot of attention. I didn't know that Don Shell was the AD. You're going to get a lot of attention.
I hope you're
ready for the attention that you're about to get.
If Nick Saban was not the head coach at Alabama, Steve Sarkisian would not be the head coach at Texas right now.
Stoney is so – Lane Kiffin. Like, there's so many different people
right.
who have done things, and you're just like, wow. But like you said, Steve Sarkisian – he cleaned up his act.
Yeah.
He went there. That's what Alabama did. And it was the place that if all wayward coaches can go there. And it was like a rehab place. And you would go and you would sit there and you would have the talking stick and you would say what happened and why you got fired. And then he would cleanse you and you would come back and you would be a head coach again someplace else. And you would now be under the Nick Saban disciple tree. So it will be interesting. All right. We're going to get to some Lions next. Want to do Lions next?
We can get to some football. I got some football for
you. All right, let's do some football next. 97.1. Friday, Michael Stone in with me. Mike is off, but I got the Godfather, Michael Stone, fresh off of seeing The Boss last night. And like a boss, he made it to work. He made it to work in time, had an hour to spare. Stoney, you're the man. I promise you, we will get to some football, but I just happened to notice the Tigers starting lineup for tonight. You heard Jeremy say in the update earlier in the hour and said that, Urshela got DFA, Akil Badu's going back down
to Toledo. Yep.
And yeah, Tigers are bringing up Trey Sweeney and they're bringing up Jace Young, and both are in the starting lineup tonight.
Good.
They did it, man.
Yeah.
They did it.
They made it to the show.
No. The Tigers have found a way to hook me to watch this game. they, you know what, Scott? I'm curious.
Yeah.
I want, especially if Trey Sweeney can, he's a shortstop. Javi's not in the lineup, okay? I want to see this. I'm excited about this. I realize this team is not going anywhere, but I want to see these young guys come up. I know. I feel like I'm falling for the banana in the tailpipe here. But
well, I'll say this. I didn't think about it until you just said it. I think I'm with you. I think I have to now watch.
Right.
Because something Kenny just said to me, let's see. Were you being blocked? Let's see. Are you the reason why they didn't go out and get bets?
Well, if we get, we sometimes overdo our praise and our anticipation for guys like minor league numbers and things like that. He is young, has not really been good the last month to 6 weeks, like he's hitting like 210 or something. So let's, Jim Leland always said, anytime you bring up a guy, I'm playing him. What are they here for? So let him play, especially with a team that's going nowhere. And one other thing to mention here that about the subject we talked about last. Mumford is brilliant. I mean, ESPN.com now. Ex-Michigan staffer Connor Stallions coaching at Detroit High School. Yeah, quotes from the coach. Andy Staples, who's a big college football guy on Twitter. Mumford's, scouting reports are going to be on fire now. I mean, they're getting a lot of publicity.
They are, and I think that was they knew that. It's going to be the trade-off. You're going to get publicity, but not all of it's going to be good.
No,
but people are, Yeah, the first game that they have, they will probably have national people show up. Not just your local, you know, high school beat writers. They're going to have some ESPN people. They're going to have some athletic people there. And no matter what happens, everybody's going to want to interview the DC. Mm-hmm. They're going to want to talk to Connor. So it's how you embrace it. And it looks like they are embracing this. So we'll see what happens. Look, everybody, if you can get an opportunity, I'm not going to begrudge a man for getting an opportunity. No. I'm just saying, if you're Mumford, is this really the road you want to go down? Is this really who you want to attach yourself to the hip with? Because for everybody who thinks, oh, this is a great idea, it's a whole lot of people really ready to rip you and make fun of you. So it's not me being mean. It's just, wow. Okay. He's on the sidelines of Mumford, the Stallions. Okay.
The Mumford Mustangs, whose logo is a stallion. Amazing. Yeah.
But like I said, as far as tonight with the Tigers, yeah, I almost feel dirty. I'm excited. I want to see this. I want to watch this. And I know it's one game.
Right.
And no, because I, you know what? Here's what happens. Normally in that first game, that person looks like an all-star Hall of Famer. Oh, my God. He went 4-for-4 at the plate. He crushed 2 home runs. He did this. And you start extrapolating. And then water finds its level.
Right. In baseball more than any other sport.
But because you have been waiting on Jace Young and you've been hearing about him, it's now time. And with Trey, man, if you could just be if you could have a war of zero, you're still better than Javi.
Right. And the other thing is that, you know, Sweeney, remember who he was drafted by first? The Yankees. He was a first-round draft choice of the Yankees. He gets a chance to go up against the team that drafted him, and then he got traded to the Dodgers, and now he's here. And he's been really, really good in Toledo so far. But like we said, it's a whole different ballgame.
So I don't know. I mean, people may be thinking I'm crazy, but I'm actually kind of excited to watch this game. Hey, David, if it wasn't going to rain, man, I may even go down to the game to watch.
You going
to
put any shekels on Judge home run?
Oh, you know. that's always
it's always a possibility. Yes, exactly.
David, why you look at me that way?
Oh, no, nothing. I was just going to say it'd be dry. You could still head down there for the game.
Put it this way. It's going to be on the big screen.
By the way, in their first major league game, you realize who they're going to be facing. Garrett Cole.
What you're saying is,
curb your enthusiasm.
Yes. They're 2-for-4, 3-for-4, and we got superstars in our hands. Yeah, exactly.
Right. That means we got Hall of Famers, that Scott knew what he was doing, and the core is here. And next year, there will be buyers at the deadline. David, a couple of ticket texts.
Yeah, a couple. One right off the rip says, yeah, you know what? I hate to agree with you, Rico, but I'm also watching tonight, and I haven't watched in months.
An excitement that really since like an opening day, like, okay, some of the young guys are here. You look at this lineup and you're like, okay, is this your core? Meadows, Carpenter, Veerling, Young, Henry Molloy, McKinstry, Sweeney, Rogers.
Keith isn't playing. They said he's banged up a little bit tonight. And of course, you got Riley Green.
Right.
So another roster move will have to be made in a few days when Riley Green's back.
But it's like, okay, is this your team of the future? Like, are we going to get a glimpse of what this team is supposed to be?
Possibly.
So, yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
Wow. Someone says Stallions lives rent-free in your heads. Or the news happened and we just brought up what was in the news.
I mean, he really doesn't. Like I said, I just thought it was ridiculous.
Wasn't on any of the show sheets until the story broke.
Jace Young also lives rent-free in my head. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, that's news as well. Trey Sweeney, rent-free in my head. Stoney coming back from a concert, that's rent-free in my head as well. Or you're probably an idiot Wolverine fan who just lives in the basement and you are paying rent. No, I'm sorry, you're not, because you're living in your parents' basement. Go ahead.
Someone is saying Cole has a 4.7 ERA. Only 46 innings pitched. I'm not scared about that tonight.
I'm not scared, but I think his last game, I have to check, he pitched pretty well. It's still, I mean, you're going out, your first game in the major
leagues. Someone that actually matters and can pitch.
Is against a prominent pitcher.
Yeah, that matters. Castex reign is over. Eddie Murphy in Hollywood is going to ruin it.
Oh, man. What if Eddie did show
up? That would be awesome. That to see. They should bring them all back. Did you see the redo?
I have not. That's still on my list to see.
I heard it's okay. I heard it's much better than the third, which was
Well, everything
awful.
Was better than the third
right.
one. I mean, the third one never should have been made. We won't even talk about
it. Oh, when they had the premiere at the movie at the Imagine, where Calvin Johnson was there, and I did a Q&A with him, I have a Mumford t-shirt.
There you go.
Yeah. It doesn't say Stallions on it, though.
You should get it put on the back.
Yeah, you should add that now. from Jake, says, I know Rico absolutely hates this, but this was a genius move by Mumford.
Guys, I don't
for
hate
publicity.
This.
Yes,
I said Mumford is getting him for free. Everybody, you're on the front page of everything. Now, just remember, all publicity is not good publicity. So, I don't care. I'm just like, wow, this is what you're doing. Let's hope it works out for you.
Stone, you should get that shirt signed by Stallions. That'd be pretty cool. That'd make it such a good novelty item.
You're right. Think about that.
But, yeah, Mumford, I've seen the football team.
Not good. Let me read this to you, though, Rico. Drew in Woodhaven. Rico, I'm now mad at you. Listening to you talk about the tonight's Tigers game is making me want to watch it.
Okay, look.
See, you did it again.
So what, that's the anti-deflator?
Yes. And yeah, you inflated the Tiger interest tonight.
Guys, they got brought up. And they were. I looked at the lineup and I looked at Stoney like, man, they're throwing them right in there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what they have. And I realized, first game, I'm not expecting anything, but I guess I'm trying to see what the Scott Harris vision is. He is banking every Friday. Michael Stone in with me. Mike is off, but I got the Godfather, Michael Stone, fresh off of seeing The Boss last night. And like a boss, he made it to work. He made it to work in time, had an hour to spare. Stoney, you're the man. I promise you, we will get to some football, but I just happened to notice the Tigers starting lineup for tonight. You heard Jeremy say in the update earlier in the hour, and said that, Urshela got DFA, Akil Badu's going back down.
To Toledo, yep.
And, yeah, Tigers are bringing up Trey Sweeney, and they're bringing up Jace Young, and both are in the starting lineup tonight.
Good.
They did it, man.
Yeah.
They did it.
They made it to the show.
No. The Tigers have found a way to hook me to watch this game. They You know what, Scott? I'm curious.
Yeah.
I want, especially if Trey Sweeney can, he's a shortstop. Javi's not in the lineup, okay? I want to see this. I'm excited about this. I realize this team is not going anywhere, but I want to see these young guys come up. I know. I feel like I'm falling for the banana in the tailpipe here. But
well, I'll say this. I didn't think about it until you just said it. I think I'm with you. I think I have to now watch.
Right.
Because something Kenny just said to me, let's see. Were you being blocked? Let's see. Are you the reason why they didn't go out and get bets?
Well, if we get, we sometimes overdo our praise and our anticipation for guys like minor league numbers and things like that. Young has not really been good the last month to 6 weeks. Like he's hitting like .210 or something. So Jim Leland always said, anytime you bring up a guy, I'm playing him. What are they here for? So let him play, especially with a team that's going nowhere. And one other thing to mention here that about the subject we talked about last, Mumford is brilliant. I mean, ESPN.com now. Ex-Michigan staffer Connor Stallions coaching at Detroit High School. They had quotes from the coach. Andy Staples, who's a big college football guy on Twitter. Mumford's, scouting reports are going to be on fire now. I mean, they're getting a lot of publicity.
They are, and I think that was they knew that. It's going to be the trade-off. You're going to get publicity, but not all of it's going to be good.
No,
but
I know.
People are, I mean, yeah, the first game that they have, they will probably have national people show up. Not just your local, you know, high school beat writers. They're going to have some ESPN people. They're going to have some athletic people there. And no matter what happens, everybody's going to want to interview the DC. Mm-hmm. They're going to want to talk to Connor. So it's how you embrace it. And it looks like they are embracing this. So we'll see what happens. Look, everybody, if you can get an opportunity, I'm not going to begrudge a man for getting an opportunity. No. I'm just saying, if you're Mumford, is this really the road you want to go down? Is this really who you want to attach yourself to the hip with? Because for everybody who thinks, oh, this is a great idea, it's a whole lot of people really ready to rip you and make fun of you. So it's not me being mean. It's just, wow. Okay. He's on the sidelines of Mumford, the Stallions. Okay.
The Mumford Mustangs, whose logo is a stallion. Amazing. Yeah.
But like I said, as far as tonight with the Tigers, yeah, I almost feel dirty saying I'm excited. I want to see this. I want to watch this. And I know it's one game.
Right.
And no, because I, you know what? Here's what happens. Normally in that first game, that person looks like an all-star Hall of Famer. Oh my God. He went 4-for-4 at the plate. He crushed 2 home runs. He did this. And you start extrapolating. And then water finds its level.
Right. In baseball more than any other sport.
But because you have been waiting on Jace Young and you've been hearing about him, it's now time. And with Trey, man, if you could just be. If you could have a war of zero, you're still better than Javi.
Right. And the other thing is that, you know, Sweeney, remember who he was drafted by first? The Yankees. He was a first-round draft choice of the Yankees. He gets a chance to go up against the team that drafted him, and then he got traded to the Dodgers, and now he's here. And he's been really, really good in Toledo so far. But like we said, it's a whole different ballgame.
So I don't know. I mean, people may be thinking I'm crazy, but I'm actually kind of excited to watch this game. Hey, David, if it wasn't going to rain, man, I may even go down to the game to watch.
You going
to
put any shekels on Judge home run?
Oh, you know. that's always
It's always a possibility. Yes, exactly.
David, why you look at me that way?
Oh, no, nothing. I was just going to say it'll be dry. You can still head down there for the game.
Put it this way. It's going to be on the big screen.
By the way, in their first major league game, you realize who they're going to be facing. Garrett Cole. So
what you're saying is.
Curb your enthusiasm.
Yes. They're 2-for-4, 3-for-4, and we got superstars in our hands. Yeah,
right. That means we got Hall of Famers, that Scott knew what he was doing, and the core is here. And next year, there will be buyers at the deadline. David, a couple of ticket texts.
Yeah, a couple. One right off the rip says, yeah, you know what? I hate to agree with you, Rico, but I'm also watching tonight, and I haven't watched in months.
An excitement that really since like an opening day, like, okay, some of the young guys are here. You look at this lineup, and you're like, okay, is this your core? Meadows, Carpenter, Veerling, Young, Henry Molloy, McKinstry, Sweeney, Rodgers.
Keith isn't playing. They said he's banged up a little bit tonight. And, of course, you got Riley Green.
Right.
So another roster move will have to be made in a few days when Riley Green's back.
But it's like, okay, is this your team of the future? Like, are we going to get a glimpse of what this team is supposed to be?
Possibly.
So, yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
Wow. Someone says Stallions lives rent-free in your heads. Or the news happened and we just brought up what was in the news.
I mean, he really doesn't. Like I said, I just thought it was ridiculous.
Wasn't on any of the show sheets until the story broke.
Jace Young also lives rent-free in my head. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, that's news as well. Trey Sweeney, rent-free in my head. Stoney coming back from a concert. That's rent-free in my head as well. Or you're probably an idiot Wolverine fan who just lives in the basement. And you are paying rent. No, I'm sorry you're not because you're living in your parents' basement. Go ahead.
Someone is saying Cole has a 4.7 ERA. Only 46 innings pitched. I'm not scared about that tonight.
I'm not scared, but I think his last game, I have to check, he pitched pretty well. It's still, I mean, you're going out, your first game in the major
someone
leagues
that actually matters and can pitch.
Is against a prominent pitcher.
Yeah, that matters. Castek's reign is over. Eddie Murphy in Hollywood is going to ruin it.
Oh, man. What if Eddie did show up?
That would be awesome. That to see. They should bring them all back. Did you see the redo?
I have not. That's still on my list to see.
I heard it's okay. I heard it's much better than the third, which was
everything
awful.
Was better than the third.
Right.
I mean, the third one never should have been made. We won't even talk about
that. Oh, when they had the premiere at the movie at the Imagine, where Calvin Johnson was there and I did a Q&A with him, I have a Mumford t-shirt.
There you go.
Yeah. It doesn't say Stallions on it, though.
You should get it put on the back.
Yeah, you should add that now. From Jake, says, I know Rico absolutely hates this, but this was a genius move by Mumford.
Guys, I don't
for
hate
publicity,
this.
Yes.
I said Mumford is getting him for free. Everybody, you're on the front page of everything. Now, just remember, all publicity is not good publicity. So I don't care. I'm just like, wow, this is what you're doing. Let's hope it works out for you.
Stone, you should get that shirt signed by Stallions. That'd be pretty cool. That'd make it such a good novelty item.
You're right. Think about that.
Yeah. But yeah, Mumford, I've seen the football team.
Not good. Let me read this to you, though, Rico. Drew in Woodhaven. Rico, I'm now mad at you. Listening to you talk about the tonight's Tigers game is making me want to watch it.
Okay, look.
See, you did it again.
So what? That's the anti-deflator?
Yes. And yeah, you inflated the Tiger interest tonight.
Guys, they got brought up. And they were. I looked at the lineup and I looked at Stoney like, man, they're throwing them right in there. I want to see what they have. And I realize, first, I'm not expecting anything, but I guess I'm trying to see what the Scott Harris vision is. He is banking everything on these young guys, and this lineup is what he expects his core to be.
Right. Now, Young was drafted by the father of the Bally Sports color commentator tonight.
Oh.
Alex Avila.
It's Avila. All right. As promised, football next, 97.1. All right, Dave, let's get a little football in the mix, please. Oh, college.
That's right. It is college football, and we are 7 days away from week zero.
Week one, but okay.
Exactly. We have Florida State and Georgia Tech going to Dublin. So here's what we're going to do. We have 6 unranked teams to watch for in the college football race. Start with, and you can say no to it if you don't think that there are any chance for them. Let's start in Virginia Tech. Quarterback Kyren Drones is there. What do you think there? Virginia Tech in the ACC.
And this is to make the playoffs?
This is, yeah, teams to watch for, yeah.
Yeah, I think Virginia Tech with the quarterback. I'd have to take a look at their schedule, but I they're in the ACC. I don't think they're going to have that many big-time games, so I could see Virginia Tech being a sleeper team from the ACC.
The only tough one, or they have 2 tough ones. One's at home, one's on the road. At Miami, September 27th, and then at home against Clemson, November 9th, which will probably be a night game, I'm guessing.
Don't overlook Marshall. A lot of teams have done that in the past.
Okay, Marshall, September 7th, yes. On the CW.
Right after my wife and kids.
Right after my wife and kids, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go to another ACC team. Do you believe in them to be a threat? And that is Louisville.
Oh, wow. I mean, Brahm's a pretty damn good coach. So I think they'll always be a threat in the conference, right? He's still coaching there, yeah. I mean, he's a very good offensive coach. I don't think they're going to be a threat to you know, right, win the national championship.
Who's the Louisville quarterback? Do we know? Yeah, I don't think. I think they'll be an okay team, but I don't see them being a threat at all.
Tyler Shaw? I never know how to pronounce that name.
I don't see them as being a threat.
Their biggest games would be at Notre Dame September 28th, Miami at home, and then at Clemson November 2nd.
Yeah, they're ready good. For next year.
They're good for an upset.
Yeah, exactly, Stoney.
They're always good for an upset, especially a night game at home. They're just that team that you're like, it's almost like Purdue in the Big Ten. Like, how did you beat this team? But they find a way to get it done.
So let's go over to the middle of the country, Iowa State. And it's interesting, they started with 4 years ago, Cyclones finished number 9 in the country. They went 9-3, but they haven't had the best few seasons after that. Can they return? They have sophomore quarterback Rocco Beck.
Well, if they can score against Iowa on September 7th, then, you know, that's their basic season.
Yeah.
The Big 12 is what it is. I mean, they have some decent teams. But here's the deal with Iowa State. I'm sick of this Matt Campbell crap. I mean, there are people that thought the Lions should have hired Matt Campbell instead of Dan Campbell. Matt Campbell was always off.
Stoney, at the time, he was the hot name.
I know. But why? Because they were okay. They overachieved a little bit. He was the hot name for, let's get rid of Harbaugh. Let's bring in Matt Campbell.
I mean, it was the same. Matt Rhule was the same way. He was the hot name. He got the NFL job. Right, and you found out, you know what? He wasn't that good. Right. So, I don't mind when people get swept up, because if all of a sudden your team is doing something, then, yeah, you reap the benefits. But where's the Cyhawk game going to be played at?
It's at Iowa.
That's going to be difficult. But that game, if you can win that one, it can catapult you. Look, I look at the Big 12 as being wide open because Texas and Oklahoma being gone. Mm-hmm. They got to figure out who's going to be the new top dog in that conference. You beat Iowa. And I think that's going to catapult you into the rankings, and you're going to be one of the favorites for the Big 12.
Let's head over to Florida, and let's talk about KJ Jefferson's there, UCF. I don't believe in KJ Jefferson. I'm sorry, I don't.
No?
No, I don't believe in him.
Well, only because I look at what Mullins did with Newton.
Okay.
He's built very similar to Cam Newton. He was able to run an efficient offense. I do. And they're desperate. They're absolutely, they have to win or else he's going to get fired. Now it's going to be hard. If Florida gets there, they've earned it. And it's one of those things that you can't deny because they've knocked off some teams to make it there. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's going to be an easy task, but if anybody can get the most out of KJ Jefferson, it will be Florida.
Is Napier?
Napier. Yeah,
he's the guy that basically is on the hottest seat in college football, yes. Right? Would that be fair?
Yeah. He is on the hottest seat because you coach for a fanatical fan base who wants perfection and they want to win the SEC because it is their birthright. Coaching at Florida is like coaching at Tennessee. It's like coaching at Notre Dame. You don't get too many years to disappoint the fans, and you can be a good coach, and you're gone in 2 or 3 years.
And let's close it out with these two teams that are in the Power Four. So they're not in the Power Four. Memphis, who had a 10-win season last year, who beat Iowa State in the Liberty Bowl, and Boise State, who has Malachi Nelson as their quarterback.
Yeah, he's the USC transfer. Everything is, starting with Boise State, they're set up that they could end up being the representative of the non-group of four to make the playoffs. They're one of those teams to watch. I don't know what Memphis is, David. I don't even know. Like, does Memphis have some games on their schedule that can help them get the notoriety? Because they win games, but it's like, all right, you're Memphis. Who did you play? Whereas Boise still has somewhat of a brand name.
And Boise, by the way, they open, or they don't open up, but their second game of the season is at Eugene against the Ducks.
Yeah, and the only thing Memphis looks to have is the third week of the season. They are at Florida State, but they don't really.
That's their season right there.
Yes,
because I'm looking at the Navy, Middle Tennessee, South Florida, North Texas, Charlotte, UTSA, Memphis. I mean, against Rice, UAB, and Tulane.
Yeah, it's rough.
Tulane's always like it turned into a rivalry game, kind of.
No, Florida State is their yes. season.
Yeah.
You beat Florida State.
You're in the conversation.
And you may be able to run your table because you knocked off the Seminoles. But you lose to Florida State, I don't care what you do for the rest of the season because you're not playing anybody.
That is your college blitz.
All right, Dave, let's get a little football in the mix, please. Oh, college.
That's right. It is college football, and we are 7 days away from week zero.
Week one, but okay.
Exactly. We have Florida State and Georgia Tech going to Dublin. So here's what we're going to do. We have 6 unranked teams to watch for in the college football race. Start with, and you can say no to it if you don't think that there are any chance for them. Let's start in Virginia Tech. Quarterback Kyren Drones is there. What do you think there? Virginia Tech in the ACC.
And this is to make the playoffs?
This is, yeah, teams to watch for, yeah.
Yeah, I think Virginia Tech with the quarterback. I'd have to take a look at their schedule, but they're in the ACC. I don't think they're going to have that many big-time games, so I could see Virginia Tech being a sleeper team from the ACC.
Only tough one, or they have two tough ones. One's at home, one's on the road. At Miami, September 27th, and then at home against Clemson, November 9th, which will probably be a night game, I'm guessing.
Don't overlook Marshall. A lot of teams have done that in the past.
Okay, Marshall, September 7th, yes. On the CW.
Right after my wife and kids.
Right after my wife and kids, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go to another ACC team. Do you believe in them to be a threat? And that is Louisville.
Wow. I mean, Brahms a pretty damn good coach. So I think they'll always be a threat in the conference, right? He's still coaching there. Yeah. I mean, he's a very good offensive coach. I don't think they're going to be a threat to, you know, right, win the national championship.
Who's a Louisville quarterback? Do we know? Yeah. I think they'll be an okay team, but I don't see them being a threat at all.
Tyler Shaw? I never know how to pronounce that name.
I don't see them as being a threat.
Their biggest games would be at Notre Dame, September 28th.
That's a loss.
Miami at home, and then at Clemson, November 2nd.
Yeah, they're ready good. For next year.
They're good for an upset.
Yeah, exactly, Stoney.
They're always good for an upset, especially a night game at home. They're just that team that you're like, it's almost like Purdue in the Big Ten. Like, how did you beat this team? But they find a way to get it done.
So let's go over to the middle of the country, Iowa State. And it's interesting, they started with 4 years ago, Cyclones finished number 9 in the country. They went 9-3, but they haven't had the best few seasons after that. Can they return? They have a sophomore quarterback, Rocco Beck.
Well, if they can score against Iowa on September 7th, then, you know, that's their basic season.
Yeah.
The Big 12 is what it is. I mean, they have some decent teams. But here's the deal with Iowa State. I'm sick of this Matt Campbell crap. I mean, there are people that thought the Lions should have hired Matt Campbell instead of Dan Campbell. Matt Campbell was always off.
Stoney, at the time, he was the hot name.
I know. But why? Because they were okay. They overachieved a little bit. He was the hot name let's get rid of Harbaugh. Let's bring in Matt Campbell.
I mean, it was the same. Matt Rhule was the same way. He was the hot name. He got the NFL job, and you found out he wasn't that good.
Right.
So, I don't mind when people get swept up, because if all of a sudden your team is doing something, then yeah, you reap the benefits. But where's the Cy-Hawk game going to be played at?
It's at Iowa.
That's going to be difficult. But that game, yeah, if you can win that one, it can catapult you. Look, I look at the Big 12 as being wide open because Texas and Oklahoma being gone. They got to figure out who's going to be the new top dog in that conference. That, yeah, you beat Iowa. And I think that's going to catapult you into the rankings, and you're going to be one of the favorites for the Big 12.
Let's head over to Florida, and let's talk about KJ Jefferson's there, UCF. I don't believe in KJ Jefferson. I'm sorry, I don't.
No?
No, I don't believe in him.
Well, only because I look at what Mullins did with Newton.
Okay.
He's built very similar to Cam Newton. He was able to run an efficient offense. I do. And they're desperate. They're absolutely, they have to win or else he's going to get fired. Now it's going to be hard. If Florida gets there, they've earned it. And it's one of those things that you can't deny because they've knocked off some teams to make it there. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's going to be an easy task, but if anybody can get the most out of KJ Jefferson, it will be Florida.
Is Napier, I mean.
Napier, I'm sorry, Napier, yeah.
He's the guy that basically is on the hottest seat in college football, yes. Right? Would that be fair?
Yeah. He is on the hottest seat because you coach for a fanatical fan base who wants perfection and they want to win the SEC because it is their birthright. Coaching at Florida is like coaching at Tennessee. It's like coaching at Notre Dame. You don't get too many years to disappoint the fans, and you can be a good coach, and you're gone in 2 or 3 years.
And let's close it out with these two teams that are in the, what is this, the Power Four. So they're not in the Power Four. Memphis, who had a 10-win season last year, beat Iowa State in the Liberty Bowl, and Boise State, who has Malachi Nelson as their quarterback.
Yeah, he's the USC transfer. Everything is, starting with Boise State, they're set up that they could end up being the representative of the non-group of four to make the playoffs. They're one of those teams to watch. I don't know what Memphis is, David. I don't even know. Like, does Memphis have some games on their schedule that can help them get the notoriety? Because they win games, but it's like, all right, you're Memphis. Who did you play? Whereas Boise still has somewhat of a brand name.
And Boise, by the way, but their second game of the season is at Eugene against the Ducks.
Yeah, and the only thing Memphis looks to have is the third week of the season, they are at Florida State. But they don't really.
That's their season right there.
Yes.
Because I'm looking at the Navy, Middle Tennessee, South Florida, North Texas, Charlotte, UTSA, Memphis. I mean, against Rice, UAB, and Tulane.
Yeah, it's rough.
Tulane's always it turned into a rivalry game, kind of.
No, Florida State is their season.
Yeah.
You beat Florida State,
you're in the conversation.
And you may be able to run your table. Because you knocked off the Seminoles. But you lose to Florida State, I don't care what you do for the rest of the season because you're not playing anybody.
That is your College Blitz.